Jesus, as we gathered in your name to worship you this morning.
主，我们的主耶稣基督，今天早上我们奉你的名在这里聚集。
We thank you that you have given us rest.
谢谢主，你给我们安息。
That we can rest from our work.
然后我们可以从我们的工作中得到休息。
That we can also rest from working to earn our salvation.
我们也可以得从自己。 靠自己的努力来得救恩，这个中间得到休息。Because
you have already offered the one sacrifice that is acceptable to the Father.
因为你把你自己献上，献给父神，因为那是父神所喜悦的。So
that today we are blessed with the privilege of offering our sacrifice of praise to you.
今天我们才有了这个特权，能够把我们的赞美作为奉献献到你的面前。
Through our songs, through our testimonies.
通过我们的诗歌, 通过我们的见证,
and through our offering and through our service.
通过我们的奉献, 通过我们的服事,
Lord, please bless all of us who offer our hearts first to you and then offer our bodies and our minds to you.
主啊, 祝福我们这些, 先把我们的心献给你, 然后把我们的身体和其他献给你的, 这些人。
And Lord, we want to thank you for our mothers, whether they are still around or they are already not present with us.
主啊, 求你祝福我们这些, 这些, 我们在这里做母亲的, 不论是他们还和我们在一起, 还是和你在一起的。
Because through their sacrificial and unconditional love,
因为他们的奉献和他们无私的爱,
We begin to understand what kind of love you have for us.
我们就能够明白你对我们有怎样的爱。
And Lord, we also understand that in the world today, it is very difficult for mothers to lead their family in their walk of faith with you.
因为我们知道在这个世界上真的是母亲能够带领她的家庭能够在信心之路上跟随你是很不容易的。
There are many competing demands on our time.
在我们的时间上,时间的用法上,我们有很多竞争性的来抢夺我们的时间。
There are many things that can keep us busy. We protect each family.
主啊, 我们在这里祷告, 主, 你保守每一个家庭,
to make us realize and always aware that we are in a spiritual battle.
让我们能够明白, 让我们知道我们是在一个属灵的征战中,
because we know that the world and Satan wants to capture our minds and everything that we have.
因为我们知道这个世界, 撒旦, 要把我们的时间, 还我们的心思, 都要抢去。
But Lord, again, we thank you that we can rely on the blood of Jesus Christ.
主啊, 我们要谢谢你, 我们能够信靠主耶稣, 依靠主耶稣基督的宝血,
to cover our mind, our soul, our body.
能够完全来充满了我们的心思意念和灵魂,
so that we can stand firm against the evil one.
所以我们能够, 站立得稳, 能够抵挡这些,
And Lord, we want to remember our sister Mei Ling.
主啊, 我们也在这里纪念我们的美玲姐妹。
We pray that you have given her a peaceful departure from this earth to be with you.
因为主, 你能够保守她, 有一个平安的, 从这个世界离开, 能够和你在一起。
Lord, may you bless the memorial services, the funeral service that will be conducted this week.
主啊, 你也保守他的葬礼和他的追思礼拜, 这两件都在这个周发生。
And Lord, we want to remember our missionaries as well.
主啊, 求你能够纪念我们在海外的宣道士。
The work that has been started by Austin and Fion.
求你纪念, 我们的弟兄 Austin 和姐妹 Fion 在那里, 做的宣道的工作。
And how their Christian schools require finances and teachers and staff and people to help and support.
他们的这个圣经学校, 他们的圣经, 学校, 他们需要经济上, 需要员工上, 还有, 其他方面的支持。
And Lord, this morning as we continue to wait upon you to speak to us.
主啊, 今天我们接着等待, 在这里, 等待你对我们说话。
Lord, may you open our minds and our soul and our spirit.
主啊, 求你打开我们的心思, 意念和灵魂,
to receive your precious word.
能够接受你那宝贵的话语,
and by the power of your Holy Spirit.
因为你凭着你圣灵的力量,
may we be, can we, May we see what is inside our hearts and our minds.
能够让我们明白，让我们看见我们的心思意念里面是什么。
Shape our will.
能够接着来让我们的愿望能够改变。
So that your truth will guide our decisions.
然后你的真理能够带领我们的决定。
Will guide our speech.
能够带领我们的话语。
Our actions.
我们的行为。
And our choice of friends.
然后我们也能够明白我们选择朋友怎样。
And make our hearts sensitive to those who still do not know Christ.
让我们这样的心能够很敏感对那些还没有接受主的、没有信主的。
May we share the love of Christ.
让我们把我们主耶稣基督的爱。
Just as eager as we desire to share the gospel of Christ.
然后让我们像鹰一样的渴慕，快快的把主的福音能够与别人分享。
For this we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. We want to do something special today. We'd like to ask two groups of people to stand up. First, we'd like to ask mothers who have children.18 and younger to please stand up.
我们今天要做一些特殊的事情，请母亲，如果你有18岁以下的孩子的母亲，请站下。
Okay. Oh, good. 不要客气。And then we want to do something for them. Okay. We want to pray for them.
我们会为他们祷告。不播，看看他。等一下，等一下子他会弄。
对不起啊，
他要插一个东西上去。
哦 ，OK， 好 ，OK，
还是不行。好了。
Oh, there you are. Okay. So happy Mother's Day, and we like to offer this prayer.
好，我们母亲节快乐，我们要在这里祷告。
So the rest of us will pray for these mothers who are standing up and say, Lord, please help them, bless them.So that they can train their children to love God.
Yeah, 我们在这里一起为他
们祷告。Can we do that together?
大家一起来说，我们要请主，帮助他们能够训练他们的孩子来爱主。
Both in Chinese and English.
好，一起来读中文和英文。
Lord bless them to train their children to love God. Okay.
好。
So you can now be seated.
然后请坐下。
And those mothers who have children who are over 18.
啊，十八岁以上孩子的母亲，请站起来。大部分。
Okay. Okay, there's a lot. Okay. Okay. So let's pray this prayer. Okay.
我们来这里祷告啊。
Oh.
我还有一个。
Oh.
Other way.
The other way.
Okay. Other way.
Okay. So Lord, please bless them so that they can train younger mothers to train their children to love God.That they will encourage. Okay, this is our prayer for you. You may not be seated.
好，大家请坐。这是我们的，哎呀，这是，好，大家请坐。
I think this is a very special day. We want to honor mothers today. At the same time, we like to start a new series related to families.
真的是，今天是很特殊的日子，我们也愿意以这种方式来鼓励我们的母亲们。
The series has to do with training our next generation to love God.
今天我们的信息的一个系列呢是这样子，标题呢就是训练我们的下一代来爱神。
So maybe the question that we have is why start a series on loving God?
所以我们有这样问题，我们为什么要开始这样一个系列来训练我们的孩子爱神。
And what is the outcome that we expect from this series?
我们这样的一个系列的话，有什么样的一个达成什么样目的？
When the Lord delivered His people from Egypt, bondage to Egypt, and then into the Promised Land.
当主拯救以色列他的子民从埃及进入这个迦南美地的时候
，Did the Lord require something from these people, from His people?
是不是？主我们的神要从那些他们那些以色列人中有什么要求，有什么想得到什么吗？
Like did he ask them to give an offering or sacrifice before he would deliver them?
是不是他要求他们先要献祭，先要有什么献给神的，然后神才会拯救他们呢？
No, he did not.
没有，神没有这样。
It was purely a gift that God gave to us by His grace.
神的拯救纯粹是神给人的一个礼物。
But before they enter into the promised land, before they enter into the promised land,
当他让他们子民进入这个迦南应许之地的时候。
The Lord did give them this command.
神给他一这样一个。
Let me read it first in English.
好，我们来宣读英文。
It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength."
好，这是在《生命记》里面讲啊，以色列，你们要听我的主，我们的神，主是独一的主，你们要尽心、尽力、尽性爱你的神。
His primary command to his people and to family especially is to love him with all our being.
他神给我们他以色列人和以色列的各个家庭的命令就是要全心全意爱他们的神，这是我们的神。
And why is this so important?
为什么这样的重要呢?
Because God says, and he gave an oath, he promised an oath to their fathers.
他给这边起了一个誓，然后他给这些以色列民这样。
That he will bring them into the land of promise.
他要把以色列人带进这个应许之地。
They will cause the inhabitants of Canaan to be dispersed.
他要让这些这个迦南美地这个当地居住的人他被赶走。
And they will live in that new land to worship him and him alone.
然后这些以色列人要在这块地上面住在那块地上，然后要敬拜神，然后唯一的神。
So this morning, as I stand, ask the mothers to stand up.
今天早上当我们请这些请母亲们站立的时候
，I have this in mind.
我有这样的一个心思。
The two batches of mothers, in a sense, two generations.
它是有两批这些母亲，是两代人的两代母亲。
Imagine if the younger mothers
在年轻的母亲中。
Who are struggling with just how to raise their children to love God?
就是他们在那里，就是这努力的怎样想着怎样的让培养他们的孩童能够爱主。
And they seek help from the older generation of mothers.
他们会向那些上一代的母亲寻求一些帮助。
And the older mothers not only encourage them but pray for them.
那些上一代的母亲不但鼓励他们，也为他们祷告。
I can see that we can, in a sense, conquer this land that rejects God.
真的，我也有这样一个感觉，我们也能够占领这地，这地是拒绝神的。
I thank the Lord that our church loves to share the gospel.
真是我感谢主，我们的教会是很喜欢、很乐意来分享主的福音。
Either on an individual basis or monthly, we have a gospel meeting.
真是我很愿意听到我们每两个月就有一次福音晚会。
Not many churches do this, you know that?
也不是很多教会这样做的。
And so that is unique. God bless that.
真的是很特殊，神在这里会祝福这个教会。
But at the same time, did you know that?
同时你知道吗？
Whenever we try to bring somebody to Christ,
每次我们要带领某人某些人来到神面前的时候
，We are conquering.Satan's domain.
我们就是那里，在那里占领这个撒旦所占的地。
Does he like that?
撒旦喜不喜欢吗
？And do you know what's the entry point to churches today?
今天进入教会的一个入口在哪里吗
？Many times it's through the families.
很多时间，这个教会进入教会的入口就是通过家庭。
And so, hopefully, this series on training our next generation to love God.Will be very important, helpful to us.
真的是希望我们这个系列训练我们下一代爱神是一个很要紧的一个训练。
For today's message, my text is taken from Joshua 14 verses 6-12.
好，我今天的要引用的经文是约书亚记十四章。
Because we want to learn how God rewards those who are fully devoted to Him.
因为我们今天要学的是神是怎样奖励奖赏完全信靠完全奉献给神的那些人。
So let's read the passage in Chinese first.
我们先读中文。那时 犹太人来到吉甲见约书亚，有基尼喜族儿子加勒对约亚说：“耶和华在加底时，摩西所说的话，你都知道了。耶和华的仆人摩西从加底斯耶巴尼亚打发我窥探这地，那时我正40岁，我按着心意回报他。然而同我上去的众弟兄使百姓的心消化，但我专心跟从耶和华我的神。当日摩西起誓说，
断掉 OK 来，
启示说，你脚所踏之地定要归你的子孙永远为业，因为你专心跟从耶和华我的神。自从耶和华对摩西说这话的时候，耶和华照他所应许的使我存活这45年，期间以色列人在旷野行走，看哪，现今我85岁，我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那天一样。无论是征战是出入，我的力量那时如何，现在还是如何。求你将耶和华那日应许我这山地给我，那里有亚纳族人，并我坚固的神，你也是听见了。或者耶和华照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。
感谢主，我们用let's read in English now.
好，让我读英文。
Now the people of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God at Kadesh Barnea, about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land, and I brought him back a report according to my convictions. But my fellow Israelites who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt in fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So on that day Moses swore to me, the land on which your feet have walked will be an inheritance and that of your children that the land, forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the wilderness. So here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I am just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there, and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he said." Amen to that.
Amen
to that. To help gain an overview of this passage, let us ask and answer 3 questions, okay?
让我们明白这段经文的意思，让我们先问一些问题。
The first question is, what does a person devoted to God look like?
是向神献身的人是什么样子的呢？
And then, why do we have to be devoted to God?
为什么他要向神这样的献身的委身呢？
The third question is, how can we be devoted to God?
让我第三个问题是，我们才能怎样才能献身给神？
Okay. So let's look at the first question.
让我们看第一个问题。
What does a person who is devoted to God look like?
是一个献身给神的人是什么样子的呢？
I believe that Caleb is a good example of a person who is devoted to God.
我相信这个加勒就是一个很好的例子，他就完全献身给神的这样一个人。
Yeah, where do we see this?
我们怎样看见呢？
We see that when he was sent out by Moses to check out the land.
当他这个加勒被摩西派出去去窥探那地的时候，
he came back with a report that was based on his conviction.
他回来，他这个 报告给以色列民的话，他是凭着他的信心，凭着他自己的献身，他这样亲身来报告的。
Whereas the eight other spies, they were based on what they saw.
那些的其他的那些探子，他们回来报告的话，他就是看凭着他怎么样看见的，他们就这样报告。
Now please remember that when Moses sent them out.
当时请记得摩西派这些探子的时候，
he did not ask the 10 spies to go out and check out the land and then take a vote and see whether they should go in and conquer the land or not. He did not do that.
他并没有派这十个探子啊，就去那里窥探那地，然后就凭着那地的光景，然后在那里就投票一下子，看看要不要去攻占那地。
The plan was to go into the land and then be prepared as to how to conquer the land.
那个计划本身就是说只是去看一下那地，就是下一步就是要去进入那地，攻占那地。
So what does it mean when Caleb himself said that he gave a report based on his convictions?
为什么我这里说加勒去回来报告的时候，他凭的是他的信心。
Can I use a formula to describe what it looks like?
好，我来看一下，这样有一个公式来看一下是怎样一个意思。
Okay, it is love God fully.
好，这个公式是这样，完全的爱神。
Faith tested.
然后
，Many times as Christians, we love God's word.
我们这些基督徒很多都是很喜爱神的话语。
We read God's word.
我们也读神的话语。
And we speak to God, we pray.
我们和神说话，我们祷告。
We meet as a group of Christians. We encourage one another to do likewise, to obey God's word and so forth.
我们在一起聚会，我们也看见其他的基督徒，我们相互的鼓励，相互的要爱神。
Those are good practices.
这个是一些很好的操练。
But you know what is very important as well?
大家也知道，另外还有一件事情很重要。
That our faith needs to be tested.
就是我们的信心要经过试炼。
Let me see a raise of hand. How many people here like to have their faith tested?
我们来看看有人举手愿意接受信心，接受他的试炼。
So you know what I'm saying now.
你知道我们现在所说的是。
Because if your faith are not tested,
如果你的信心并没有经过试验的话
，Can I say this?
我能说什么
？You cannot develop convictions.
你是不可能培养这个尾声，得到尾声这个结果的。
Okay, I'm so glad that a lot of our cars have been tested by the government before they allow them to be on the road.
我也很高兴，我们很大部分的车都是政府规则下，他先完全的在很多路上测试过，我们才开始开的。
Because the car companies could design the car.
因为这个汽车厂可以设计这个汽车。
They can take many hours to build the car.
然后他又花很多时间来造这个车。
But if they are not tested.
如果这个车没有被过试验过
，Do you dare to drive that car？
你可不敢不敢来开这个车呢
？I don't think so。
我不这样认为。
Okay, so we need to be tested。
所以我们要经过这样的试
验。So Caleb was tested。
那个加勒就是被试验过的。
And so here we see that when he was the minority, he and Joshua were the only two who says, "Let's go and conquer the land."
那我们看见这样的故事，就是说他和约书亚这两个都是在探子里面，他们是少数人，但是他们有这样的信心，他们说我们去攻占那地吧。
While the rest of them were crying, said, 完蛋了，完蛋了。
其他的一些剩下的一些十个探子就是说这是完了，这是不行了。
They were able to stand up against them.
约书亚这个加勒能和约书亚能够站起来，能反对其他的十个人。
So this is so important. Can we recite it together, both in English and Chinese? That
这是非常的要紧，我们来一起来读。
You know, saying that God, love God fully plus faith tested equals convictions. Let's do it together, okay? So you remember, okay?
我们一起来唱。
Okay, let's do it English and Chinese together. Okay.
完全。
Love God fully plus faith tested equals convictions.So now that you've recited that, next time, tomorrow, even today, when you go out and something happens, and your faith gets tested.
今天大家都读过了啊。等一下出去要碰到什么试验的话，你就是想，你要今天所读的话，信心经过试炼。
Do you say 完了，完了？
你是不是一出去就说完了
？Or you say 感谢主 ？Thank God.
你或者说感谢主
？Okay. So that's the difference. Our attitude, preparation.
真的是不同的态度，我们的这个我们要准备这样的试炼。
Okay, now that we answer, what does the person devoted to God looks like? Let's ask the second question. Why do we need to be devoted to God?
我们问第二个问题，为什么我们要这个要献身于神？
Okay, first, it protects us from fear of men that leads us to disobey God.
因为他这样的话可以让我们免受，这个人是有这样恐惧的，因为人的恐惧就会让我们远离神。
How was this demonstrated by Caleb?
这个是怎样在这个加勒身上表现出来的呢？
How was Caleb and Joshua able to give the minority report and stand firm on what they believe God can do?
为什么加勒和约书亚他们是少数派，他这样会报给以色列人，为什么他们能够站立起来说我们可以做？
Listen very carefully.
让我们仔细的听。
Listen very carefully. Because the only person that they want to please in this life,
因为他们两个唯一一生中想要让他喜悦的那个位
is God alone.
就是唯一，就是这个神。
Let me say it again. In many of our decisions, in many of our difficulties, when we look at those decisions that we have to make, and we only seek to please one person alone.
我们在一生中会有很多的情况，也有很多的决定要做，但是我们在做任何决定的话，如果你说我只想让一位高兴。
Doesn't it make life simple?
是不是会让我们的这个生活就变成很简单呢？
Take for example.
举个例子。
In this world.
在这个世界上。
When the world tells us it's okay to copy somebody's homework.
这个世界有可能说，哎呀，没关系了，我可以抄抄别人的作业是没问题的。
If our desire is only to please God, what is our answer? What is our choice?
如果我们唯一的所要做的事情就是使讨神喜悦的话，我们答案是什么呢？
Or what if people say it's okay to steal company's time? You can use your work hours to do your own thing as long as you don't get caught.
是吧？或者别人就说没关系，你上班的时间可以做一些个人的事情，可以偷一些公司的时间，只要不被人抓住就可以。
If the only person that you're seeking to love and to honor is God, isn't the choice simple?
如果你的一生只想来讨神的喜悦，这个答案是不是很简单？
Or what if somebody is passing on a rumor about a person that you dislike?
或者有人只是在那里传播谣言，这个谣言是有关于那个人你不喜欢的那个人。
The world says it's okay to do that.
这个世界说你可以传播这个谣言。
But if you're seeking to love God and to honor Him only, what's the decision?
如果你的一生的目的就是荣耀神、爱神的话，那你的答案是什么呢？
You see, many times the decisions that we make.
你看，很多时间我们做的决定
，is based on what will people think about me。
我们是在那里注重的，就是说别人怎么想我。
What will people say about me? And on and on。
就是别人怎么说我，别人怎么想我，或者是怎样。
I'm in that constant battle myself。
我自己也是在那样的不停的斗争中。
But I have to make a choice。
我要做一个决定。
Do I really want to love God and please Him only?
是不是我真的只要爱神，只要讨神的喜悦？
Or people are more important?
或者是别人的想法更重要？
If I choose to only obey God and honor Him, He takes care of my problem.
如果我选择只爱神，只为了神的话，神会解决我碰到的问题困难。
So, if we need to be devoted to God,
我们要向神献身。
It protects us from the fear of men.
然后这样的话就能保护我们不再害怕。
That leads us to disobey God.
但是如果你不遵循神的话语。
The second one is it also keeps us trusting in God's promise until we receive His reward.
然后下面就是让我们接着相信神的应许，一直等到神给我们的这个奖赏为止。
Okay. So it keeps us trusting in God's promise until we receive His reward.
啊，这他让我们相信神的应许，只等到我们得到神的奖赏。
You know, when Caleb and Joshua decided to trust God,
当加勒和约书亚决定要信靠神的时候，
was it an easy decision?
是不是很容易的这个决定呢？
Imagine the he had to go through the wilderness for 45 years.
这是大家想象一下，这个加勒和约书亚那时候他们要经过这个旷野有45年之久。
And you know, under the hot sun and trekking to endless desert.
真的是在这个烈日之下，然后要经过这个无穷的旷野。
I don't know how he could continue on and on for 45 years.
我不敢想象他怎么样这样的生活能够连续 for 45年。
So, one time I was at somebody's home.
有一次我在别人家里。
And their daughter happens to be watching a survival show, a reality show.
他们的女儿正在那里看一个就是这个。就是自己的怎么样幸存游戏吧，幸存游戏这个电视。
So I got interested and watched the program.
我也有趣了，我就来看了这个节
目。So it's basically, the contestants would go to a remote island.
就是这个竞争呢，就是到了一个就是远就是孤岛上。
And the point of the contest is this.
这个竞争的一点是怎样的？
After their food and water supply is all consumed,
当他们的食物和他们的水耗尽以后，就是比谁能生存的更长。
Each person will be on their own.
每一个人都是自己独立的去做这样。
And they will try to see who can outlast the very last one to outlast everybody.
就是最后赢的，就是在这个环境下生存最久的就可以赢。
We'll get a big prize.
然后就得到一个大的奖赏。
I don't know about you.
我不知道别人。
But if it were me,
但是他给了我一个奖励。
Even they pay me a huge amount of money, I'm not going to take that risk.
即使
not me.
即使我是想我肯定不会去。即使他给我一大笔赏金，我也不会去。
And that just for a few days.
只是几天而已。
Think of Caleb, 45 years.
那几天的生存游就是生存竞争就是这样的就是这样的难。
But
大家想象一下，45年加勒在这个旷野里是怎样做的。
So can you imagine? He would say, "God, it is so unfair."
他可以大家想象，他会对神说：“神啊，这太不公平了。
”I'm obedient to you.
我是遵循你的话的。
Why do I have to suffer for the consequences of these people who disobey you?
为什么我要在这里和这些不听你话不遵循你话的这些人得到一样的这个痛苦呢？
Don't you think he would become angry?
大家想象一下，他是不是很生气啊？
He would feel hopeless.
他会觉得无望无助啊。
And he would get depressed.
然后他就是非常的忧郁啊。
But supernaturally, this is what he said instead.
但是真是很超乎常人的想象，这是他所说的。
He said, "Just as I was that strong when I was only 40 years old."
他说我今年就是和我45年前一样的强壮。
Look around us, those who are in their 40s.
我们看一看四十岁的人。
And if you're in your 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s, I said, "Wow, they're so healthy."
他就看这些五十岁、六十岁、七十岁的人，就看哇，这样的是健康。
But can you be like Caleb at age?
你都能想象加勒是八十五岁的时候。
He's still, I'm still as strong.
他说他还是那么的强。
I still have the vigor.
我有这样的强，有力量，力量。
And he didn't say, "I just send people to battle."
他没有说我就派别人去战斗。
No, he says, "I'm ready to battle."
他就是说我自己就有这个力量去。
Just like 45 years ago,
就像45年以前一样的战斗。
Wow, this guy has not only guts, but he's got the strength to do it.
他不但有这个勇气，他
No, let me ask those of you who are 85 and older, with due respect, okay?
我们这里看看有没有85岁的。
Can you say I'm just as vigorous as I was when I was 40 years old and ready to go?
你有没有想到你这85岁的时候说我就像44年前40岁一样的有力气这样的
You say, "If I'm not holding a cane, I'm already happy."
85岁的时候我也不拄拐棍我已经很高兴
了。So this is a supernatural act of grace that God gave to Caleb.
真的是神完全的恩典。
But can you say this? Even though we're not as vigorous and as strong as Caleb.
或者你可以说我大概不像这个加勒这样有力量。
Just as Apostle Paul says this.
就像这个保罗，这有一个保罗牧师是这样说的。
It's Paul the Apostle who said this.
这个是使徒保罗说的。
We have this treasure in earthen vessel.So that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves.
好，我们有这宝贝在瓦器里，就要显出这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们自己。
Listen carefully. Paul is saying our bodies are earthen vessels. It's no use. It came from the soil, and God breathed in me, and that's what it is. It's going to be short.
大家，保罗这样说，就是我们这个身体。就像地上的这个瓦器，就是本来是从泥土捏起来的，本来是没有用的。
The important thing is that God's power lives within us.
最要紧的就是神的力量住在我们里面。
And so each day, even though how old we are,
不论我们是多么的老
，we can still have meaning and purpose in our lives. Who says amen to that?
我们是生命中也有这个
I do.
也是有这个
I really do.
也有这个
People ask me,
yeah.
Why are you still very much alive?
Sorry.
Why are you very much alive?
别人问我，你还为什么还活着
？Well, I said I'm still breathing.
我说我还在呼气。
I have a good doctor.
我的医生很好。
And I have a wife who feeds me regularly.
我的太太也就每天好好的喂着我。
But more importantly, it's God's power inside us.
所以要紧的是神的力量在我里面。
No retirement in God's kingdom, Amen.
在神的王国里面是没有退休这一说的。
I thank God we should look up to people who are over 50, 60.
我们要看看那些五十六十岁的。
Who love God?
那样爱神的。
Who are like servant?
或者愿意服侍神的。
Who are willing to share their lives?
或者是他愿意分享他们生命。
To share their love.
能够分享他们的爱
That's what keep us going.
那个就是让我们接着往前走的力量
And so two things Why we need to be devoted to God
为什么我们要献身给神
It protects us from the fear of men that leads us to disobey God
然后它能够让我们不再像人一样有恐惧能够接着爱神
And it keeps us trusting in GodUntil we receive His reward.
第二点，它是能够让我们接着相信，一直相信神的应许，只等到得到神的奖赏。
And God will continue to reward us in this life.
神会在这一生中连续的、接续的来奖赏我们。
But the greater reward is the reward that is in eternity.
但最大的奖赏就是在天上永恒的生命，永恒的就是永久的生命。
Amen. Amen to that. So let's ask ourselves, how can we be devoted to God?
让我们问自己一个问题，我们自己怎样才能献身呢？
Then I would like to bring out five things.
我要提出五件事情。
Number one is major on the positive in your children's commitment to Christ.
这个第一个就是要培养我们的孩童，在神里面。
And number two, show your children how to do what is right.
然后第二个就是让你向你的孩子能够显示怎样才能做正确的事情。
Number three, concentrate on your children's strengths.
然后第三点是要专注于孩子的长处。
Number four, take time to be with your children.
第四点就是要花时间和神在一起。
And number five, the last one, is let them develop convictions.
下面就是树立，让他们树立信念。
Okay, so let's go to the first one.
然后我们看第一点。
Major on the positive in your children's commitment.
基于你孩子的正面的因素。
Bill and Jan have six children, and they are all grown now.
有一个例子就是他一对夫妇叫 Bill 和 Jane 有六个孩子他们都已经长大了
It's hard to find a more healthier brood or group of boys together six children together
真的是很难发现有这样有六个孩子这样的健康的后代
They're excited and positive in their commitments to Christ
他们很兴奋，他们也很积极，他们也对基督有委身。
They are committed to Christ, they love people and carry with them an air of graciousness that is so infectious.
他们也爱别人，他们有一种感染力的亲和的气息。
And so one day when Bill was asked, what was his secret?
这个别人问这个 Bill, 是这个是什么秘密呢？
He said in their families there are few rules.
他说我们在这个家里头有这样几个一些规矩。
They concentrated on the positive rather than the negative.
他们注重这个正面的，不是这个消极的一面。
A passage that they constantly, repeatedly study together.
他们在家里经常一起来研读这个经
文。Is Deuteronomy 6:4-5.
就是生命记这个六章的四到五节
，which is the Lord is one, and we should love the Lord early when we read it. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength.
所以他我们刚才是读过的以色列啊，主是我们的神，主是独一的神，你们要尽心，尽心尽性尽力爱你的主，爱你的神。
And then they ask themselves this question.
他们也问自己这样一个问题
：What does it mean to love God?
这个爱神是代表是什么呢？
And how is this to be reflected in our lifestyle?
怎样才能反映在我们的生活中呢？
Bill and Jen were convinced that if their family loved God the way they should,
如果这 Bill 和 Jen 这个家庭他们说，如果他们这样竭心尽心尽力的爱神的话，
then everything will fall into place.
所以每件事情都好，都会成，都会成，都会。
And they're reminded of what Martin Luther said.
他们也这样提醒孩子，这个马丁路德也这样说。
Listen carefully.
大家仔细听。
Love God and do as you please.
如果说要爱神，这个要得神的喜悦。
If you love God,
如果你爱神，
what you please will be what He pleases.
如果你喜悦做的事情，就是神所喜悦做的事情。
When we love God fully and devoted to Him,
如果我们完全爱神，能够委身给神
，we will share His mind and His heart.
我们会向孩子能够告诉他们神所喜悦的。
And out of that love for God,
我们这些对神的爱
，will flow out naturally choices that honors and pleases God.
我们这些我们所行所想的，就是一心也会讨神的喜悦。
It all starts with loving God.
所有的一切都从爱神开始。
So you see why that was the primary command that God gave His people before they entered the Promised Land.
所以这个大家看见，这个就是神在以色列人进应许之地之前给他们的一个命令，要全心全意的爱神。
Maybe some of you have, yeah, I mean most of you, a lot of you have.Falling in love with somebody.
或者我们中间有一些人，或者有些爱上别人。
And when that happens,
是怎样的呢？
Have you noticed that some of your choices begin to be different?
你有一些选择就不一样了。
Why?
为什么？
Because the person that you're falling in love with, and I hope it's really genuine.
如果那个人你爱真正的爱他的话，是完全真心爱的话。
You begin to share the same values.The same choices.
然后你就会和那个人有同样的分享，同样的价值，同样的事情，同样的喜好。
So here we can see that here's the principle.
这样一个原则。
Because Bill and Jen majored in the positive with their children.
因为这个 Bill 和 Jen 这个是关注的这个是孩子的这个他们正面的一方面。
Their children were passive in their commitment to Christ.
所以他们这个他们的孩子对这个基督的委身也是这样正面的。
Secondly, we like to talk about show your children how to do what is right.
第二点就是要告诉你的孩子怎样是对，什么事才是对的事情。
Here's a younger family. Sam and Molly.Have younger children.
好，这样有一个故事，他们这个家庭还比较年轻，他叫一个 Sam 和 Molly， 他们有是年轻的孩子。
Yeah, one time, Sam, gathered together with his friend, and they were praying for their families and sharing ideas, what the Lord is teaching him, what lessons the Lord is teaching him.
有一天这个Sam 和他的一些他一一位另外一位基督徒朋友是为这个家庭的一些事情祷告，然后也分享一些想法，他是求主给他教导他一个教训。
As he prayed for his family, the Lord reminded him of something.
当他在这里祷告的时候，神在那里提醒他一件事情。
Sam admitted that he was constantly correcting his son.
这个 Sam 就在这里承认，他说过去一阵子他一直在纠正自己的儿子。
Like what? Like the dishes were not done properly.
或者是说盘子没有洗好。
He did a poor job washing the car.
或者是这个车也没洗干净。
The windows have smeared on them after he was finished with them.
当他在这里这个窗户上洗窗户的时候，还是有脏的地方。
As Sam prayed over this, it dawned on him that it was easier for him to criticize his son for what he was doing wrong than take time to show him.
所以当那个时候，这个Sam就突然想到，这个纠正这个孩子、批评这个孩子所花的时间，这比他那个。告诉他正确的时间，告诉他正确做法的要多得多。
So it dawned on him that his son was doing things incorrectly, not because he was lazy or slothful.
他就这意识到他的儿子没有把事情做好，不是因为他儿子在那里比较累比较懒惰或者是没有做好。
But that he was untaught.
因为最主要的原因是他的父亲没有教他怎样。
So he started taking time to show his son why to do it right and how to do it right.
然后这个 Sam 就意识到了，然后呢，这个 Sam 呢就是花了些时间，然后显给他的孩子看怎样才能把事情做好。
So here's the principle.
这样一个原则。
Sam learned to show his son how and why it is important to do it right, rather than telling him that he was doing wrong.
所以这样一个原则就是 Sam 要向他的孩子来告诉他孩子怎样才能做正确的事情而不是就是花时间就告诉他你就是做错了。
So that's the second principle that we can do in terms of how to train our children to love God and be devoted to Him.
所以这是第二个原则，是我们怎样告诉神孩子怎样的向神委身，而不是就是批评。
And then third, concentrate on your children's strengths.
好，然后第三个就是要注重你孩子的长处。
Bob and Mary have four boys.
有一个家庭叫 Bob 和 Mary， 他们有四个孩子。
They're all very different.
他们都四个孩子都不一样。
They come in different sizes, shapes, and looks.
他们四个孩子都是尺寸啊 ，sorry， 就是大。
They have different gifts, temperaments, and interests.
他们形状他们反正就是不一样了。他们有不同的天赋有不同的兴趣
Bob and Mary made it their job to discover the strength in each of their children.
然后那个他们这个父母呢，叫 Bob 和 Mary 呢，就是发现他四个孩子不同的长处。
Then they concentrated on their strength.
然后他们就注重在孩子的长处。
They did this for their academics, athletics, and the arts.
他们在这个孩子有这个长处方面呢，就培养他们在学术上体育上艺术上都是这样。
Rather than getting them, trying to make them their children conform to one single pattern.
他们呢并没有让四个孩子是完全是把他们培养成一种样子。
Bob and Mary emphasized their children's individual strengths in positive way.
他们就是以积极的方式来强调这个孩子个人的长处，以个人的长处来发展他们。
Now, would you believe this?
你会相信吗？
Quite often, a strength has a corresponding weakness.
只要你有长处，你就有弱点。
And a weakness has its corresponding strength.
如果你有弱点，那你也有你一定有长处的。
Take for instance, Moses was the meekest of men on this earth.
大家举个例子摩西是世界上最温柔的人
That was his strength.
他的长处是什么呢？
That was his strength. That is the meekest man on earth.
所以他这个他是一个最懦弱的人，他这也是他的弱点，也是他的长处，因为他是最听话、最温柔的。
Yet a fit of anger kept him from entering the promised land.
但是他就是这样一个很温柔、很不容就是一个很软弱的一个人，但是他这样一个 软弱的人，他有一天也是有一发怒，然后他就不能进应许之地。
Then Peter was fiercely loyal to Christ.
大家也知道彼得是对神是极其的忠诚的。
Even willing to take up his sword in his defense.
他就是这样一个极其忠诚的人，他愿意拿起剑来保护神。
But it was Peter who denied Christ.
就是一个极其忠诚的人，他会否认神。
So you see, in each person, we have strength as well as corresponding weakness.
大家看见我们每个人都有这个 强点，也同样也是一个弱点。
Many parents feel that if we can concentrate on their children's weaknesses,
很多父母就相信我只要是注重孩子的弱点，
their strengths will take care of themselves.
他们的这个长处就是就会更多的显出来。
In reality, the opposite is true.
实际上是正好是相反。
Let me explain why.
我来解释一下。
If we focus on their weaknesses rather than their strengths,
如果我们只是注重在他们的弱点，
then we produce mediocrity in our children.
然后呢，就是培养这个孩子呢，就会把这个孩子培养成一个平庸的人。
This does not mean that we should ignore their weaknesses.
也不是说我们就要就忽略他的弱点。
But we should not lay stress on their weaknesses.
但是我们不要在那里只是把孩子的弱点就是专门的拿出来注重的强调。
So this is the principle we can learn from Bob and Mary.
我们要在这里就是从这里从这个故事从 Bob and Mary 他们家的这个学到。
Whether it's from their character or their gifts or abilities.
不论是他们的性格或者是他们的能力还是他们的天赋。
Bob and Mary focuses or concentrated on their children's strengths rather than their weaknesses.
这个 Bob and Mary 呢他们关注的是孩子的优点而不是把这个缺点老是拿出来。
Okay, let's look at the fourth one. Take time to be with your children.
然后第四点呢就是要花时间陪孩子。
Pete and Millie have a couple of inquisitive teenagers.
这个 Peter 和 Millie 呢有几个孩子。
They're constantly seeking for new adventures.
这些孩子呢就是一直在寻找这个新的冒险。
The children aren't bad.
这个孩子并不坏。
They just don't want to miss out on anything that life can offer.
他们就不想就是错过这个生活中的一切的事情。
But then consequently, sometimes they veer off course.
但是他们有时候呢就是会偏离这个路线。
Rather than lecture their son and daughters,
这个他两个孩子呢这个儿子女儿呢这两个夫妇呢并没有进行他们的纠正。
Pete and his wife will buy up their teenagers' time.
这个他们并没有浪费他们的时间。
They will buy up their time. They will try to spend time with them.
他们夫妇两个就是花时间把他们时间买回来，不让他们时间浪费。
They will set aside time on weekends to be either one of them or both of them together.
他就把这时间空出来，每次周末的时候，或者他们两个，或者其中的一方与他们孩子花时间在一起。
Take for instance, when one of the daughter was in trouble.
或者就有个例子，这个孩子有些问题。
Pete would take off from his work early.
这个彼得就早点下班。
Take his daughter to shopping.
然后陪他的女儿去购物。
And take her out to have dinner together.
或者和他的女儿一起去吃晚饭。
And he would constantly spend time with her until she get out of her crisis.
然后他就一直彼得和他的女儿就一直花时间在一起，一直等到他的女儿没有这个问题了，他才自己他一直和女儿花时间在一起。
And then that means that they would take time off from evening socials.
这就是说他们的这个夫妇他们晚上本来有一些自己的时间要做自己的事情，但是他们把这个时间拿出来给他陪孩子在一起。
Bible studies and activities, they will cut back on that.
或者是圣经学习或者其他的一些活动他就把那段的时间呢减少一些。
They did this without their teenagers knowing that what's happening.
他们并不让他们孩子知道怎么样什么事情他们花了时间和他们在一起。
And listen to this, parents.
大家听这样的故事，听这样的事。
There were no sermons, no lectures.
他们没有 他们也没有跟孩子这个布道，也没有跟他们讲讲。
没有在那里训话。There's no lecture. 圣母
他是训话了，不是讲道。
And here's the principle.
是这样的一个是原则。
When their teenagers were in trouble.
他们的孩子碰到麻烦时候。
Pete and Millie bought up their time.
这个彼得和米莉呢，就是来和他们花时间在一起。
And in the process, love them back to responsible behavior.
然后咱们就和他们花时间在一起，然后就把孩子呢，拉回来，那孩子呢就做了一些负责任的行为。
So let me use a kind of a formula to show what I'm trying to say here.
然后我看一下又有这个公式啊，这个是这样子的。
So most of us stress on having house rules. That's very important.
我们大部分人都是说在家里要有原则，这个也是很重要。
But is there love?
是不是有爱呢
？So love plus rules.Equals respect and responsible behavior.
这个爱加上规则就等于尊重并负责任的行为。
And may I say it again? Love is also oftentimes spelled as T I M E.
大家我这样说对不对？这个爱大部分时间就是和时间是一个字，就是 T I M E， 就是时间。
Let me test that. Let me prove that.How many of us, if you look back in your past when you're growing up as a child,
大家回想一下，当你做一个孩子，你成长的时候
，when a parent takes special time to be with you one to one,
是不是你的父母跟你一对一的有一个特殊的时间
？Can I say this?
我可以这样说吗
？That those time that is spent with you one to one, you can count with your 10 fingers.
Yeah, 他父母和你。一对一的时间你差不多可以用十个手指可以数出来
True
是吗是这样的吧
You have to be intentional
大家要注意啊
Because that's how they see that they're important that they love
这个一对一的时间就是孩子会觉得他们是很重要
On the other hand
他们是被爱的时间
Here's the warning
Yeah
Love with rules without love
第二下面就是如果你只有规则但是没有爱的话
Equals
等于什么呢
You know it.
大家也知道。
You see that all around society.
你看见社会上很多这种
Why is it people at work that you know, people that you know, I'm not going to take any orders from anyone here. You see that?
为什么你在工作的时候看见说我在这里不听任何人的命令
Somebody that you work with, very hard to work with.
你在有一些场合里面，你和一些人在一起工作，你发现有些人完全不能和他一起工作。
And you kind of become, you think, how can this be? And I mean, what's wrong?
你都会想，为什么会有这样的人？这怎么可能呢
？Because somehow, maybe this person has had a lot of rules and he knows it, but he was never loved.
因为这个人成长的环境中，他有很多的规则，但是他没有过被爱过。
So taking time.Is loving a child.
所以花时间来爱这个孩子很要紧。
I don't think any person at their deathbed would say, "I need to work more."
我不认为，或者确实有人是这样的。他说我要更多的花时间工作。
Nobody in their deathbed when they're about to die will say.I wish I could have more hours to work.
没有人会在他临死的时候，他说他会说，我应该是更多时间工作，而不是去花时间做别的。
Would there be a lot of people on their deathbed and say, "I wish I spent more time with my family and my loved one and my children"?
或者你更多的是会在一个人临死的他在床上的时候说，哎，我应该把时间更多的花在和我的孩子和家庭在一起。
I've been reminded of that myself regularly. As I get older, I'm reminded of that.
真是我自己也是越来越提醒我自己。当我越来越老的时候，我也越来越提醒自己。
Besides God, the person that is closest to me, I can still spend time with them.
除了神，和我这些亲近的人，我应该更多的花时间和他们在一起。
Don't wait till it's too late.
不要在那里等待，一直等到太晚的话。
There has to be time. There has to be actual actions.
你要花时间，你要有具体的行为。
Lastly, let them develop convictions.
第三，最后一点就是让孩子自己培养这个爱主的信靠。
Okay, here it is.
Yeah, 有自己培养这个委身的心。
Okay, so, let me go back. Okay, so Ralph and Joan have a teenage daughter who questions everything.
好，有一个家庭叫 Ralph and Joan， 他有这个有一个十几岁的女儿，她这个女儿是对一切都有都提出质疑。
The most important word in her dictionary is why.
这个女儿
ever heard that from your children?
字典里面，常常的一个字就是为什么。
So she asks so often why questions that sometimes you kind of wonder whether they're really honest ones.
对啊，她这么多问了这么多这个为什么，你就会就会怀疑她的问题是对的吗？
One day Debbie announced to her parents that she was tired of going to church.
有一天
ever heard of that?
她的这个女儿，她对对对她父母说，她已经厌倦了去教堂。
The whole experience seems like to her is a bore.
这整个的一个这个经历，去教堂的经历是很无聊的。
So rather than forcing their daughter to join them to church,
他这些父母呢，并没有强迫他的女儿接着去教会。
This is what Ralph did.
这个 Ralph 做了这样的事情。
He allowed her daughter to stay home.
然后这个 Ralph 呢，这个父亲呢，就允许他的女儿待在家里。
Wow, I can see a lot of controversy here right now.
Yeah, 我看见这我们的很多的是不一样的答案啊。这个问题不是这样。
I'll take responsibility for what I say, okay?
我为我所说的负责。
So this is what Ralph explained to his friend.
这个 Ralph 和他的朋友谈论这件事的时候是这样解释的。
He said, if I force my daughter to go to church right now,
如果说他说我强迫我的女儿去这个教会。
I am just postponing the problem.
我只是把这个问题推迟。
But the reason, okay, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Go ahead.
就只讲完了。
Okay. I would rather that she work through her convictions.
但是我宁愿让我的女儿自己来慢慢的体会怎样的对神有信念。
While she lives at home under my authority.
当我的女儿住在我家里的时候，她是在我的这个在我的这个管理之下啊，权势之下。
So let me explain. Ralph was not being irresponsible.
让我来解释一下，这个 Ralph 并不是不负责任的。
He was not allowing his daughter to have her way.
他就是让他女儿有自己的这一个愿。
But he wants her to allow her time to develop her conviction.
他给他女儿这个时间，就是让他女儿自己来慢慢培养这个信念。
Remember what we said about conviction?
我刚才讲过，我们的委身是怎么回事呢？
If we only have truth,
如果我们只有事实，
biblical truth,
神的神，
but our faith are not tested,
如果我们只有神的话，但是我们的信念没有经过试验，
we cannot develop convictions.
我们是不能这个培养信念。
So that's exactly what Ralph was trying to do with his daughter.
这个就是Ralph 对他女儿所做的。
And here's another important point.
就是有另外一个重要的一点。
The reason why Debbie didn't want to go to church.
原因，这个 Debbie 为什么不想去这个教会？
She felt that her parents were legalistic.
她觉得她的父母是一个律法主义者。
So if your children came to you and say, "Oh, you're a bunch of legalists."
如果你的孩子到你面前来说，你们两个就是律法主义者。
How would you answer that?
你怎样回答呢？
Okay, so here.It depends. Okay, very good. Yeah, okay. So we have to define what do you mean by legalism? Right?
So here it is.
So let's recite it together. Legalism. Legalism is doing the right thing for the wrong reason. So next time your daughter or your son say, why we don't go to church? Okay, so we're not legalistic because we're not doing the right thing for the wrong reason.
And
you better give them a good reason why you're doing it.
Yeah, so next time your daughter or your son say,
why we don't go to church? Okay, so we're not legalistic because we're not doing the right thing for the wrong reason. And then you define what discipline is.
然后你在这里定义一下律法是什么、
right?
而且纪律是什么。
OK, here it is. Discipline is, let's do it, say it together. Discipline is doing the right thing for the right reason.
这个纪律就是以正确的理由做正确的事情。
Oh, if you say that, then you better mean it.
你说了这句话就是要做这样。
So honestly, if I ask you, why did you go to prayer meeting?
如果我问你，你为什么要去祷告会？
Why did you come today for this morning for the communion?
为什么你今天早上来做这个主餐？
Or you come to the prayer meeting?
或者你今天到了这个祷告会？
Okay, you know, when I was being a pastor and I want to visit people, and I said, hey, I'd like to visit you today.
以前我做这个我做牧师的时候，我去拜访人，我就说，哎，某某啊，我今天要来拜访你。
Oh, they will always, sometimes they will give this reason.
有时候他们给这样一个
我的家乱七八糟。
OK,
my house is just in shambles. How can you come to my house?
我今天这个家里乱七八糟，你今天就不要来我家了。
But my reason is not to go to your house to check out whether it's in order or not.
但是我来你家拜访的原因不是说来看看你家里是不是
整齐。I want to check whether you are doing well or not.
我来只是看看你今天是好不好。
Or another good reason they would say it to me.
另外一个原因他们对我
说 Oh, don't come to visit me.
就不要到我家来。
我星期天已经去教会了。I will go to church. Don't worry.
你不用担心了，我礼拜天是一定会去教会的啦，你不用来看我了。
It's almost as if I go there just to make sure that they come to church next Sunday.
很多人以为我到他家里去就是催他们下一周一定要来教会。
So even the pastor can be a legalist too.Right, doing the right thing for the wrong reason.
所以你看，这个牧师也是律法主义啊，他是以错误的理由来做正确的事情。
That's why even pastors have to constantly pray and ask God for forgiveness, right?
大家知道，我们这个做牧师的也要向神祷告，求神原谅。
So here's the principle:
不要做错误理由做正确事。
Ralph and Joan didn't threaten by David's questioning.
这个 Ralph 和 John 呢，这确实是被这个 Debbie 这个问题。
Please remember that.
所困扰。
When we share the gospel with somebody,
大家要记得，我们向别人分享福音的时候。
When we care about somebody,
当我们关怀别人的时候。
And they ask you a lot of questions. Don't be afraid.
别人会问很多的问题，但是
不要害怕。Often the people who ask a lot of questions are the ones who really are searching.
那个问很多问题的人，他确实是。在那里寻找真理的人。
So they were not threatened, but instead they gave her an opportunity to formulate her conviction.
所以这个他们这个父母对他女儿，他这样的行为，他们并没有觉得这有什么害怕，因为他要给这个女儿时间，让她来自己形成自己的信念。
So let me close with this thought.
让我们今天再让我们结束这个故事。
So at the start of our message this morning,
今天我们今天的问题，今天的信息的
ask the mothers to stand up.
我们为什么刚开始让这些母亲们
？And we prayed for them.
为什么为我们
？We prayed that the Lord will bless them as they train their children to love God.
今天为母亲祷告的时候，就是我们求神来让他们学会怎样为神为他们的孩子祷告。
We see Caleb as a good example.
我们用了这个加勒来做一个很好的例
子。And the reason for that, why we need to be devoted to God,
为什么要怎样来向神委身呢？
Is that it will protect us from the fear of man that leads to disobeying God.
如果是他能够帮我们不再对人的话有恐惧。
And the reason why we need to be devoted to God,
为什么我们要向神委身呢？
Is so that we will patiently wait for God.To fulfill his promised reward. Amen to that. Amen to that.
Amen.
Okay. And as we think of the practical ways that we can live out being devoted to God and training our children.
然后我们也能够有一个实际上有一个这样一个方法，怎样让我们的家庭的孩子们能够向神委身。
But some of you would say, I don't have a parent that is a Christian.
有些人会说我的父母并不是基督徒。
Or not both of them are Christians.
或者两位父母只有一位是基督徒。
I don't have good models.
我也没有一个好的一个
I don't know how to do it.
好的模式，我不知道怎么做。
Well, I grew up in a home when the first Christian in our home was my mother.
我或者有人说我的第一位我们家里唯一第一位基督徒就是我的母亲。
And I firmly believe that it was her prayer that I came finally to know the Lord.
真的是我相信是因为我母亲的恒久的祷告，我才到神面前来成为基督徒。
My dad was not a Christian not until I became an adult.
我的父亲不是一个基督徒，是等这个是在我成人以后的事情。
But he had a very high moral standard for all of us children.
但是我的父亲对我们这些孩子都有一个很高的道德标准。
He was very strict with us.
他这个父亲对我们很严格。
But when I tried and I struggled, I cannot achieve the high moral standard that he has set.
但是我经过那样的斗争，我是做不到我父亲所立的那样的一个高的道德标准。
But he prepared for me to see that I needed Jesus Christ to be my savior.
但是我父亲的这个标准，真是在那里准备我能够明白我是明白我们的主耶稣基督是我们的救主。
But not only my savior, not only my savior, but also to be Lord over my life.
不但是我的救主，而且是我一生的主。
Then I began to see that it's out of love for Christ that I am able to love and obey and honor Him.
因为是对主的爱，我们才能够能够听主的话，能够爱主一生。
Because my dad was not a Christian, I was able to find Christian mentors that helped me along the stages of my life.
因为我的父亲不是基督徒，所以我就能够在一生中找到这样一个基督徒做我自己的引导者，然后来领导我一生的路。
And as parents, I think if we're honest with ourselves, we know that we've made mistakes.
作为一个父母，我们知道我们一生也犯很多的错误。
But this is one thing I would like to remind you of.
但是有一件事我要提醒大家。
Is that if there is forgiveness that we need to ask from God, then we should do that.
如果有什么事情要请主来原谅我们，我们应该这样做。
Where are the areas that we might have fallen short in terms of being parents?
我们在一生中有没有亏缺的，作为父母来说有没有亏缺的一些事？
We have not understood our children's cultural and generational difference.
或者我们没有花时间去明白我们这些孩子和我们之间的代沟和不同点。
Perhaps we were not sensitive to the struggles that the issues that they struggle with.
或者我们不对孩子们的问题，他们一直在那里挣扎的各种困难，我们并不敏感。
Perhaps we have failed to appreciate for who they are rather than just for what they can accomplish.
我们或者就是说我们并不明白我们孩子是怎样的人，他们有怎样的性格，我们只是在关注他们有没有成就我们所希望他们所成就的。
And those can continuously be a regret.
然后这些就是会不停的有一些后悔。
That can always put guilt into our hearts.
这些后悔会让我们心中有一些痛苦。
But we know from Scripture that God does not bring guilt just to make us feel guilty.
但是我们知道我们的神并不能把那些罪恶感放在我们的心里面。
He wants to deliver us from that.
我们的神要把我们从罪恶感里面拿出来。
He wants to know where we have made mistake.
他让我们明白我们做的是什么错。
And as we come humbly before Him.
我们能够在他神面前能够谦卑。
We can ask him to redeem those mistakes that we made.
然后我们要求神，我们能够让神求神，能够赎回我们的罪恶感。
So how can we do that?
我们怎样才能做呢？
We can see what are the lessons that we have learned, life lessons that we have learned from our mistakes.
我们能够看见我们有些什么教训，我们从这些教训中能够得到一些什么。
And I would like you to look around you.
我请大家看看周围的。
Whether in this church or in society.
在这个教会里面，在这个社会里面。
And you look around and see these younger parents.
你看一下这些年轻的夫妇们。
Can they learn from the mistakes, the lessons that I've learned.
这些年轻的夫妇们能不能从我的这个错误的经验教训中得到一些帮助呢？
These are precious lessons.
这些教训是非常很珍贵的。
That you can never get from going, getting a degree.
你不可能是去读一个学位能够得到这些教训。
This can only be learned in the school, and in America we call it the school of hard knocks. This is real life situation.
这个只能在社会大学中，这个真正的生活的这个经验中学到。
And lastly, I would like you to remember this.
最后我请大家记住。
God rewards our devotion to Him.
神会奖赏我们，向神的委身。
That gives us strong convictions.
赐给我们坚强的信念。
That can overcome our fear of men.
然后克服我们对人的恐惧。
And when He does that, it's like showers of blessing.
真的是我们，如果我们这样做的话，就像一个这个祝福的雨浇在我们身上。
I have regrets.
我也有 as a parent. 我也有后悔的地方。作为一个父母，我有后悔的地方。
But I've learned them.And I will remember them forever.
但是我学习也记住这些。
And I want to pass it on to the next generation.
然后我要把这些经验还给一些下一代的人。
Starting with my children who are parents.
从我的孩子，他们也是父母。
That's how God rewards our devotion.
这个是神怎样奖励我们的这个委身的。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Our Heavenly Father.
我们亲爱的天父，
we thank you that we can focus on you on this Mother's Day.
真的是谢谢你，我们今天能够注重今天是母亲节。
Because you love us so much.
因为你这样的爱我们。
And the more we get to know your love,
我们越明白你的爱。
The more we want to love you back.
我们越要爱你。
The more we want to devote ourselves to you.
这我们向你专注的时候。
The more we want to make our life count,
越来越我们也明白我们的一生是在你面前有所
算。Not only when we are young,
不仅我们是年轻。
Not only when we have time,
不仅是在我们年轻的时候，我们在有时间的时候。
But even when we are weak, when we are sickly,
当我们虚弱的时候，我们就软弱生病的时候。
Because we know that our life purpose and meaning comes only from you.
因为我们明白我们生命的意义只从你而来。
It's only when we seek to please you and you alone.
只有我们在这里追寻你，寻找你。
That we will hate the world.
我们就会恨这个世界。
Hate the world for its evil and sin.
因为这个世界是充满了罪恶和邪恶的。
But we will love them with the love of Christ.
因为但是我们只凭着爱主耶稣基督的心，我们也能够爱别人。
That seeks to be merciful.
然后我们有从耶稣基督的爱。
That seeks to be forgiving.
我们就会寻求原谅别人。
Just like Christ.
就像耶稣基督一样。
Beginning with our marriages.
从我们的婚姻开始。
Starting from our families.
从我们的家庭开始。
And continue on to our church.Eastside Christian Community Church.
然后在这个教会里面也要有这个爱。我们
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们东区教会也有爱，奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。